Hey everyone, how are you doing today? I'm going to show you and talk to you about why some of you may be having a hard time keeping yourself entertained. My name's Angelo. I'm here to help you on your health and fitness journey by sharing with you my personal journey. Hopefully that will inspire you or take you to a place where you can go explore and have fun on your own. If you haven't already, please follow, subscribe, and like, and support me in any way possible. And of course, give this video a like if you support and like what I'm giving you, so I know that this is something that this kind of topics are interesting to you. Let's talk about this thing called exercise, right? And we think about exercise. A lot of you go into these programs and you get them from somewhere, someplace, and that's good and everything, but they're kind of bland, meaning you're doing the same exercises over and over and over again. And this can get tiring. Like, you know, you're going to be doing this video, you're going to be popping in this CD. At first, it's exciting, but after week three, week four, in my case, after week one, I'm kind of like bored with it already. So how do I get around these things is doing what the professionals do. Now, I'm not asking you to perform like a professional, but I'm asking you to think about how to exercise like a professional, because if you actually watched what they did or studied what they did compared to what you're getting, it is completely different for the most part. Most of the time, you're just doing the same exercises over and over, same intensity, but you're trying to pick up the intensity over time. And eventually, you just get to the point where you're peaked out, right? And then, but you keep going at it every single day. Every single day, you're doing the same things, trying to push in one more push-up or whatever it is that they do to you. And then finally, you get to the point where, boom, you're just like, yeah, okay, nothing there. But if you looked at how a professional performs or trains, and the way I train individuals when I coach them on running, it is completely different than what you probably experience. And the reason for that is we have to account for the way the body actually works and for the way that our mind works. And mind-body combination can be very powerful. And if one of them goes down because we're not training properly, then we could end up in a problem, in a situation where we get burnt out. And the way most of you are training is set up to be burnt out. And what do I do? How do these professionals train? Here's what they do. They do cycles. They do seasons. And it's pretty interesting because once you put it all together and you do it the right way, it's actually pretty fun and really makes exercise entertaining. It makes it more interesting. You actually gain more, like you achieve more with that perspective or that approach, that strategy. And so, how seasons or cycles work is there's always like this sort of like easy, gradual peak, oops, over the peak, and then it slowly comes down, and then you go flat again, and then you go back up, and so you're from here to there, you are, sort of going up in an angle, but in there are like these like loops like that, okay? And so when you do that, you actually can change it up. So let me give you an example of what I do for myself for training, as well as for those who I train for running. At the very beginning of the season, the first thing I have everybody do is walk. Yes, I have them walk, and they hate it because they want to run. They don't think it's helpful, but it always pays off in the long run. At the beginning, they're always walking. Then after they're done walking, then I take them on a, let's pick up your endurance. Not so much speed. I don't care how much, I mean, I do care in one way, but I don't want them sprinting as much as I want them building endurance. That's what I want them to have. Then at some point in the season, I switch them over to speed and I start training them for speed instead of so much for power and endurance. And then when I get to speed, then we transition to what I call, well, what they call is peak or taper and then a peak. So once you get to the peak, then you start the cycle all over again. And for me, I believe there's like, I can't remember off the top of my head, I think there's like six steps to what I do. Most of you, again, are just like here. Like you're training like, so here's a professional going up here like this, right? The entire way. You're trying to train like, you're trying to go like this, right? You're trying to go and then jump up here and go and jump up here and go. And then there's no like play with it. You're just going and going and going. And then eventually you get burnt out because it's boring. There's no story to it. And that's the other time, one time I talk about challenges, how challenges can help you. Over here, up here in this corner is the challenge. Down here is where you begin. But to get from here to here is never a straight line. Losing your weight, as you know, does not go in a straight line. It is a line actually that goes like this. It goes up here, your weight is high, and then it comes down. But in between there are these frequencies, right? You want these frequencies. These frequencies are important. We try to avoid them, but they are super important because it's our way of our body kind of like, okay, I see what you're doing. Giving me some rest now. Thank you very much. And then we're going to get back into it. And then you keep doing that back and forth, back and forth. So, but what I do with runners and people who want to join me on their health and fitness journey is I develop a story on top of that, not just the cycles, but the story. Because at the end, when you're sitting down here, looking at the goal up here, when you create the plan to bridge that gap, right? You should be having fun. You should be, yes, it's hard work, but you should be having fun. When you get that plan that's going to show you how to get from here to here, you should one, feel like it's realistic, and two, you should be like looking at that and be like, whoa, like if I accomplish this, this would be awesome. And this plan, I feel like will help me do that. And I could just imagine the struggles I'm going to go through in order to get from here to here. And some of that takes time. Like some of that takes trust in yourself. Some of that takes, courage to go out there and do something like that. And that's where coaches come in. That's where accountability partners can come into play. Like go out there, figure out what it is that you need in order to take your exercise to that next level. And it doesn't have to be like this intense thing all the time, right? We can inject intense things. You should see when I mean, like, I have fun putting together running plans for people because it is so much fun to see the journey I'm going to take them on. I'm excited for them. When they get that plan, at first they cringe at the very beginning because they're like, walking, I'm supposed to be a runner, not a walker. But it all goes together. It's like a story, and it's like so amazing as you watch. For me, it's super amazing. I wish I could go visit all the runners that I coach because it'd be so cool to be there with them to be like, oh yeah, let me watch you run this and see it all unfold. But just to watch their journey as they give me feedback and just watch their journey step by step as they blossom and grow and enjoy, and then we hit some struggles and then we overcome those struggles, and sometimes there's tears, sometimes there's just happiness, and it's just so amazing that it's just like, oh my gosh, like you have like conquered yourself. And we did it in a story way. Because at the very end, what I love to do at the very end of the season, and even right before they do their number one challenge, whatever it is, we reflect back, and that is so powerful to look back at the journey that it took you to get to where you were today at that point. When you're over here, like right about to do that, and you're reflecting back on the journey that we went together on, oh my gosh, it's like amazing. You know how I know that? Because I do the same thing for myself, and I get excited when I get the plan because I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so much fun. Yes. having struggles is not easy. Doing a hard workout where you feel like, why am I doing this sometimes? Yes, is not easy. You're sluggish, you're tired, whatever it is, that's part of the game. But there's stories that we can tell ourselves and be like, wow, imagine I got over this. Imagine I did this. Imagine just this one time, just this one time, I just went a little bit further than I thought I could. What would happen? What would happen? So, as far as my journey goes right now, that's what I'm doing, right? I've been making it interesting, very easy, very small. What was it? Before Christmas, I was doing ECP, eccentric contraction program. Then I came into what was it? This program here pretty much is what the group the jump was. And this journey right here, I started with 1 minute exercise. You can go see it on TikTok. I do a 1 minute exercise, and then I've upped it to 5 minutes, and then I'm going to keep growing and growing. And that's how we start making progress, and we have fun with it. And sometimes I may go backwards and do 1 minute, or I may go up to 30 minutes and another day do 5 minutes and just have fun with it. But cycles are important, going back to that, because you need to go from, or you don't need to, just figure out a way to make it easy for you to do a cycle. There should be an easy phase, an endurance phase, a hard, intense phase, and then go into your peak performance and then do the cycle over again, right? So maybe your goal is to run a 5K or a 3.1 mile race, right? So you put that out there and then you say to yourself, okay, so I'm gonna go walk until I can get to the 3.1 miles, right? You're walking until you can do that. So you're bringing up your endurance and your walking skills. Then you get to the point where you can start jogging and you start eliminating slowly the walking and replacing it with running or jogging. Say it takes you 2 hours or an hour and a half, and I know that's a lot, but I'm just throwing an example out there. It takes you that long to walk. Then the next day, once you get into the next phase, you start chopping down, you replace parts, minutes, minutes of your actual workout to go in there and start running and jogging. Then you start picking that up. Then, you go to the point where you might want to pick it up a bit. Do a little sprint here, do a little sprint there, do some strides, do some strides. That's awesome to do. And those aren't like sprinting workouts. It's just like a quick, nice stride. I don't know how else to explain it except for to show you. And then you can go into your peak performance and then you'd start the cycle over again. Maybe you do a week off, although that's sometimes a little dangerous. I'd rather you do some cross training, but something like that to mix it up and go through the story. And if you reach challenges or high points, low points, acknowledge them, record them, have fun with them, and then make sure that when you get to that point where you want to look back, you have a story to tell. Okay? So that's my tip for today. I hope you all have a good one. If you think this episode will help somebody, please let them know. Share this with them. If you like this one yourself, please give it a like and let me know. Anything that you would like me to do in the future, please let me know. And with that, I will see you tomorrow when we will talk about. I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. I kind of like wing it sometimes. Whatever happens in the day, it kind of triggers something. So, with that, I will see you tomorrow.